Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. A blessed All Saints Sunday to you. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. All Saints, what a wonderful celebration. I love All Saints Day because every Sunday is a celebration of Easter, but especially All Saints Day. It's the day that we celebrate what Jesus did for us when he died on the cross and rose from the tomb for us. The day that we claim our victory over sin, death, and the devil. The day that we can celebrate that we're going to heaven, but not only are we going to heaven, our loved ones are in heaven, and they're alive right now, living with Jesus, and the fact is we will see them again. What a beautiful and wonderful day All Saints Day is. For some of us, it's kind of bittersweet, right? Because we do remember our loved ones and the fact that we do miss them. And that's okay. We still mourn them. In this world, we will miss them. We mourn them. We're sad. And all of those things are absolutely normal. But on the flip side of the coin, it's also a sweet day, not just bitter, because we know the promise that Jesus has given us. We know that we have resurrection, and we know that we have eternal life. As I said in the children's message, if you didn't see that, back it up and look at it. We are saints. We here are saints, and so are our loved ones in heaven because of what Jesus has done for us, because we are baptized, because in baptism he makes us his children. He promises to love us for always and forever. He removes our sins as far as the east is from the west. And because of baptism, when he looks at you and me, God the Father sees Jesus. And because he sees Jesus, he sees us as perfect and holy and righteous in his sight always and forever, meaning we live in his abundant grace each and every day. As I was preparing for the message this week, I kept thinking, what am I going to talk about? What do I want to do? And something came to mind. And that's why I'm standing right here today in front of the elements, the bread and the wine, which is the true body and blood of Jesus, for communion. You know, sometimes I think we take communion and we know the power of this gift. We know that in this gift we receive the true body and blood of Jesus, as St. Paul and it says, and as Jesus teaches us as well. And that as we eat and drink of this bread and wine, which is the body and blood of Jesus, our sins are forgiven. They're removed as far as the east is from the west. God pours out his grace in our life. We are given peace and the assurance that he's with us always. And we are given the gift of heaven and eternal life. What a wonderful and powerful gift it really is. But there's something also special in this gift of communion. And I wanted to kind of share this with you today. So I'm going to lift this up. And here we have our what we call our COVID-safe communion. These little individually wrapped and sanitary cups with bread on one side and wine on the other. A little different than what we've done in the past, but it's still communion. What a wonderful gift. My eyes flood with tears as I see this because I get so excited every Sunday as I know I get to receive Jesus in his real presence. Do you ever really think about that? That when you come to the table of the Lord, no matter if it's on Sunday or if you commune in your home or you come here privately for communion, you get to hold Jesus. You really get to touch Jesus in his real presence. That's really awesome. In your hand is the King and the Savior of the world. What a powerful gift. But it's oh so much more. Just a little while ago, we confessed the words of the Apostles' Creed, and often we use the words of the Nicene Creed as well. And in those creeds, we talk about the visible and invisible church and the communion of saints. And sometimes I think that just goes right over our heads, and we don't really know what we're confessing. And All Saints Day is a good reminder of this. So let me tell you a story. There was a pastor at a small Lutheran church out in the country, and it was one of those neat little old white clapboard churches, and off the pastor's office he had a great view of the church's cemetery. And it was a beautiful little historic cemetery. And every day he couldn't help but to notice that there was a widow for months and months and months, about the same time, about noon every day, rain or shine, snow or sleet, she would come and she would spend an hour at the graveside of her husband crying. And she wept bitterly. She was in tremendous pain. So the pastor kept saying to himself, what shall I do? What can I do for this lady? How can I love her and help her? So one day, as he's looking out his office window, noon comes and the lady is out at her husband's grave in the cemetery. And as she's crying, the pastor gets up from his office and slowly walks out to the cemetery. Doesn't say anything, really. And he bends down and kneels next to the lady, and he says a little prayer. Then he offers his hand like this, and the lady takes his hand, and he motions, come on. So the two walk. And they go into the church and they make their way silently to the sanctuary. And as they're walking up the aisle of the sanctuary, there on the altar sets communion, the holy elements, bread and wine, the body and blood of Jesus. Slowly and confidently, peacefully, the pastor and the lady walk up and kneel down. The pastor consecrates the elements with those wonderful words of institution, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ given and shed for you. And he gives the lady communion. As he gives her communion, her eyes flood with tears. After communion, he takes her hand and he gently rubs it and says, "My dear, there's a very powerful, powerful thing that happens when we commune and when we worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For because we believe in the visible and invisible church, the church we can see when we worship with our congregation, and the church of the whole world which we cannot see, and the communion of saints, meaning that that heaven and earth worship Jesus at the same time, around the same throne, around the same sacrament of the Lord's Supper. Because this is true, and because your loved one is a saint in heaven, and because you are a saint of Jesus too, when you worship and when you receive communion, the very same Jesus who feeds you his body and blood is feeding at the same time your husband his body and blood. The very same Jesus holds you in his left hand and holds your husband in his right. And though you may not see it, because of Jesus, you will never be far apart." From that day on, her life was lifted. Her spirits were up. When she came to visit the cemetery, which wasn't every day, she brought flowers and she would rejoice and decorate and do other things in the cemetery to make it look pretty, to bring joy into the cemetery. Months after, the pastor asked her, "How was she doing?" And she said, "I'm doing great. Because Jesus lives, I know too I will live. And my husband is alive too. And in him, we're always together." The beauty of all saints, the beauty of the communion of saints, the beauty of the visible and invisible church. This is the gift of Jesus. You know, sometimes in our faith, we just stop at thinking Jesus died for me and Jesus rose for me. That is the great Sunday school answer, right? All Sunday school kids know that. But it's so much more than that. It's so much more than that. It's that Jesus gives us his perfection and his righteousness and makes you and me saints in his sight. Even though yet in this world we still struggle with sin, we are saints. And when we die, we go to heaven and we don't have sin anymore. We are complete and perfect saints. But in the meantime, as we go on in this world, Jesus means so much more for us. On this All Saints Day, we see it, that together with the whole church and our loved ones who are in heaven, we are one in Jesus. We are not far apart. He bridges the gap. He holds everyone in his hand, and we worship and celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ together for all eternity. It's a divine glimpse of the foretaste of heaven that is to come for you and for me. That's what this sacrament is. That's what All Saints is. That's what every Sunday is. That's what Easter is. A divine gift of the foretaste of the feast to come for you and for me that will be in heaven when all God's children, all God's people, all God's saints will be together for eternity, forever and ever. Yeah, so much more than that canned Sunday school answer of death and resurrection. This is what Jesus means for you now and forever. This is what Jesus means for you now and forever. I hope you find peace in this, as no doubt all of us have mourned and still probably grieve the loss of our loved ones in some way, in knowing that in Jesus, we are never far apart. We are always together. And that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. To open the kingdom of heaven to all who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. In his precious name, amen.